13 13 32. Do you want to get the 18-hole golf voucher to Mandalay Scoop? If you can tell me who the other one is, Buddy Franklin and somebody. 13 13 32. Eddie Betts joins us on the line. Welcome to you, Eddie. And it was just fantastic watching you and the Blues on Sunday night.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. You know, we didn't play well the week before, so we knew we had to come out and start well. And you know, building up, moving up into the Queensland, it was a different, you know, training venue. But the boys embraced it. We had a good week of training, and we started well and we finished well, which is good.
Very few people have kicked more goals than you, Eddie. The bloke that's just rejoining us was one of those, Lee Matthews, with Eddie Betts.
G'day, Eddie. How are you? I must say, for any small forward like yourself, Eddie, for your big forwards, you want them to mark it, have a set shot at goal, but don't let the opposition mark it. And that seemed like what Mackay and Casbold and McGovern, they made sure the ball either got marked by them or it came to the ground for you.
Yeah, they are. They're starting to play some great footy. I mean, Levi's shown that all season. You know, he's had a good pre-season, you know, and he's competing well. He's clanking them, and he's kicking straight, which is fantastic as well, big Levi. And it's good for those guys to, you know, clank them. But as smalls, I probably want them to bring it to ground and drop it a few times. But, yeah, and that's, we pride ourselves and our compete in our contest down forward, and we don't like, you know, guys like Easternwood, or Ace Cordy, you know, intercepting those marks. So it's good that those guys can either clunk them or bring it to ground.
Eddie.
Sorry, go, Lee.
I got to say, Eddie, I saw the eighth game of the round, which was the seven-goal game at the Gabba early in the afternoon, and you got your game was 23 goals. Do you suspect that when the two teams or the two games ran out on the field, that you're thinking that the game's going to be played differently, or is it like just sometimes the randomness of it, these things just transpire?
No, I think they just transpire, and I guess, you know, you've got to look at the weather as well. It played a big factor in that. It was a bit chewy, and it rained early on, and we knew that it was all about territory. There was no mucking around with the footy. Let's get it down forward. Let's get it to us and press the game and lock it in our forward half. And that's what we did. And I think we played that a bit better during the game. We got control of it. We got it forward and we scored, which was fantastic. Bulldogs got a run on, I think, in that second quarter. And it was good for us to, you know, not really let them score more than three or four goals, which what happened against Geelong, I think. You know, Geelong scored five in a row and came back at us. But it was good to finish off the game strong.
Eddie, it's great to have you on. When Carlton officials recruited you, they talked about what you'd bring off the field as much as on. What do you think you've been bringing to some of your younger, more inexperienced Carlton teammates that isn't necessarily on the footy field?
To be honest, for me personally, I'm more like a playing coach in a way. I like to, and we're talking on the field, off field more so. I'm a family man. I spend most times, you know, at home looking after four kids, and it's hard. Like, you know, I go into the footy club, I spend my time with the boys, but then I head off home and then I'm a dad. But to be honest, when I get to the ground, you know, these young boys, they want to learn, they want to get better and they want to take the club, you know, into finals, hopefully. So they like to learn and I'm there to help them and guide them in a sense and, you know, pass on my knowledge, if you want to say it in that way.
You've picked up a couple of recruits. Pitnett in the ruck has been absolutely superb. He's a big unit.
Yeah, he is. And there's no mucking around with big Pitto. He, before the game, I tried some, you know, jokes with him, get him up and about. And I'm like, how you going, Pitto? He's like, I'm in a mood tonight. And like, you just know that he's switched on. And you know, and I said to him, yeah, okay. He goes, yep, I'll play well this week. You know, and he's always wanting to better each week, which is fantastic. And then, you know, we get Jack Martin, who basically is dominating every week, which is fantastic.
So Mark's not laughing at your jokes. Are your jokes all right?
My jokes are funny. I'm laughing at my own jokes.
Okay.
He's looking at me, but he switched on. He had a laugh, but he switched on, which is good. So it's good to have. Good to know.
Well, it's been a fascinating turnaround. There's a lot of Carlton supporters that aren't quite convinced about where you're going. But, gee, I've seen you beat Geelong and I've seen you take out the Bulldogs on the weekend.
Essendon.
They've taken out the Bombers. Probably an excuse there for the Bombers, given that they missed a week. But nevertheless, you're in the eight, and there's a lot of organic improvement still to come, Eddie.
Yeah, there is. And, you know, I didn't even know that, you know, this was Carlton's first time being in the eight since 2013. The boys are not fussed by that. You know, we're, like we're saying, we're taking it week after week, and we're just trying to earn some respect in the league, you know, and we just want to play some good footy week in and week out. And wherever we end up at the end of the season, that's where we deserve to be. But like we said, we're just trying to earn some respect from all the other teams and play some good footy.
You've played in some powerful sides. You played in a grand final side for the Adelaide Crows. How far away do you think you are at the Blue Land?
Well, you know, we've got some high-end talent, and these young guys, they want to take this club forward. And, you know, I think, you know, just we can match it with the best when we play our best footy, but I think it's the consistency that lapses. So, you know, each week we're not going to play the best footy like we did on the weekend, but, you know, if the effort's there, the intent's there, and we play our brand of footy, I think that's all we can ask of this team. And we're playing some exciting footy. And wherever it takes us, you know, hopefully it'll take us further than where we want to be. I don't know, to be honest, but we're heading in the right direction. For all those Carlton fans out there, we're heading in the right direction.
And your new teammate, Jack Martin, I've got to say, at the Suns, it never occurred to me he was such a good overhead mark. It's a good, strong body-to-body mark. Did you know that was within his game?
No, we didn't. And you know, speaking to a lot of the players here, because Jack came in and he, you know, marked his mark straight away, because he came in, his intensity, he's hard. He's like, he's not even that built. Like, he's kind of thin built, but his tackling is really tough, and he's a great overhead mark. And none of us knew that, because obviously we didn't really watch a lot of Gold Coast play back in the day. And, you know, he surprised a lot of us players. And like you said, he's great overhead. We can put him in the midfield. We can put him on the wing. And he played a few games, I think, at Gold Coast down at the halfback flank. So we can put him anywhere, and, you know, he can get his job done, which is good to have.
Eddie, speaking of the Gold Coast, as we let you go, Jared and I are speaking to Isaac Rankin later in the show, the Gold Coast rising star for round six. Did you catch much of his debut, Eddie? Because it was pretty hard to miss.
I think I want to watch Gold Coast now because of Isaac, because they're absolutely dominating, and he's an absolute star. I actually spoke to Nev Jetta after the game, and I said, Nev, how is he? And Nev goes, he's an absolute superstar, and he's hard. He's got that step. We always knew he was going to be a superstar, but to see him debut like that is unbelievable. And I'm going to try recruit him to Carlton.
he's going to turn recruit. Well, Eddie, go on, Jared.
Well, you got Jack Martin there as one. You can throw Isaac in the other forward pocket.
And Tom Papley as well. I'm not sure,
I'm not sure how mate Tony would be all that happy with that.
I'm happy to give my jersey up for Isaac. I'll retire straight away and give Isaac a number 19, and he can come and dominate for the Blues.
Well, before you retire, Eddie, you're going to become the third player in history to kick 300 goals for two clubs. We're looking forward to the celebration on the weekend. Thanks for joining us, and good luck.
Thanks, guys. How much do I need?
Just one more. You're on 299 for the Blues.
Okay, one more. I'll give him my best go.
Eddie Betts there is going to become in the record books when he kicks. It's a phenomenal stat. And, Jared, you talked about, you know, the last time the Blues were in the eight was 2013. Eddie was in the team there.
That's amazing.
So in between Carlton being in the eight, Eddie's gone to another club, kicked 300 goals, played in the grand final and come back.
I'll tell you what, if they beat Port Adelaide this round, then the membership will go through the roof.